Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What are some of the benefits of having those wind turbines in Arkwright?
Well, I think the overall benefit is, you know, we have to think about a greener future, right? We have to, you know, I mean, if you don't believe that, it's hard to get your mind around the advantage of wind turbines. And people want to, you know, say, well, you know, they're subsidized. Well, they're expensive. Well, they're this, well, they're that. Yeah, sure. Any energy is, right? You know, building a nuclear plant is expensive. Building a gas refinery is expensive. It's an investment that people have made to try to move us to a greener energy footprint. And so, you know, I personally, you know, I'm kind of a middle of the road guy, right? I can see both sides of most arguments, but in a case like this, I don't think wind is a bad move. I think it's a good move. For the town itself, it's financially very good for the town. And for certain residents who have windmills on their property, or are neighbors with windmills, or have transmission lines going through, there's obviously some money coming there too. But it's hard to do it just for the money if you don't believe you're doing the right thing. You know, and that's my opinion. I don't think many people share that opinion. But my opinion is, yeah, the money's nice. We use it wisely. It benefits the town. It benefits the residents. But there's, you know, you got to believe you're doing the right thing. Now, I will say this. We do have some of the installations. We do have some noise complaints. We have a lot of noise complaints, frankly, but not from all of them. We have certain placements of the windmills, certain wind direction, velocity, and all that, which is all tracked, you know, to the nth degree, at certain times will cause noise issues. But, you know, there's a handful of windmills that seem to be always well represented on the complaint log, but most of them you don't hear a thing about. They just run and they've become part of the landscape for us.
When these wind turbines were brought up for the idea of putting these in place in Arkwright, what were the people's reactions, and were they in support of having the wind turbines in the area, given the fact that some of these property owners actually happen to get some sort of benefit to having these wind turbines on their property?
Yeah, well, I think it's like most other issues. You have people very passionate on each side of the issue. And then you have most of the people somewhere in the middle who are like, well, it, you know, kind of is what it is sort of thing. I mean, certainly if you were a landowner who was going to get a windmill or two or whatever on your land, sure, it was a good thing. You know, I don't think any of those guys were against it. Some of the neighbors of those people were quite against it, right? So you know there was some stress. You know, there was some stress in the town. I'm not, you know, there's no doubt about it. At the end of the day, though, and this is before me, right? I inherited the windmills. I didn't put them in, right? So at the end of the day, right? I think that the people who were making the decisions, you know, weighed both sides, and move forward with what they thought was the right thing to do. I mean, I live, I don't have a windmill. I live next door to a windmill. And, you know, I honestly, and I'm not, I don't just say this, it doesn't bother me. It's just, you know, they become part of the landscape. So the way that, you know, I mean, but the way they're placed, right? I mean, it, you know, they're not too closely placed in arc, right? So there's some separation. I don't think it's, you know, it's different. You know, it changed the landscape. I'll give you that. But I don't think they did it in an overbearing way. I mean, people like to say it's industrialized. I don't know. Arkwright still feels pretty rural to me. But, you know, but it was a big change. And like I say, most people, I think, look at it and say, okay, well, you know, we did it. You know, make the most of it. You still have some people who are very passionately against them, right? I'll say it that way. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think you move on. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I know that some people have had their concerns, especially with wind or whatever it is, or the noise that these wind turbines make. But are there any other concerns that have been voiced to you or voiced to anybody else that's a top member of the community? Or are there any concerns in terms of the windmills being a hazard towards the environment or anything like that, that, you know, with oil leaking or anything like that?
No, but you know, that's a great point. Here, you know, the installations are new. The company is a very responsible company, and they're, you know, they've got maintenance looking after these things all the time. So, I mean, I've heard nothing about like any kind of leaks or things like that. The number one complaint is noise. You know, noise tops the complaint. And we, you know, on any given month, because I track this, right? Any given month, we probably have, on average, maybe 3 to 5 complaint calls. We don't have them. The company has them, but they give us the data. 3 to 5 complaint calls, and it's almost always for noise. Once in a while, you'll get TV flicker, interference, things like that. But those are pretty uncommon. The most common one is noise. And again, it's really 3 towers in our town that are typically on the report. Mm-hmm. One of those 3, and then you know, it's very rare you hear from anything else. But as far as like environmental things, like, you know, as far as oil leaks or no, I've you know, and I would hear, I, you know, in my job, I would hear, and I haven't heard a thing.
So yeah. The relationship, you would say, with these wind turbine companies, especially with the town, has been very beneficial for both parties.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there. They're different companies. I mean, our neighboring towns, like Casadega and Villanova, for example, they, you know, they have different companies. Ours is EDW, and they're, you know, I mean, again, my tenure working with them, they've been very good, you know, very responsive, very professional. You know, obviously they're in it to make wind power, right? They're in it to make wind power, but,
right.
But yeah, no, they've I've had no issues at all working with them. And, you know, I'd say it's a good relationship. You kind of balance, you know, you try to balance things out, right? You've got, like, for example, if they use a road, if they use one of our roads and do damage to it, which, you know, they really haven't since I've been here, but they fix the roads, you know, they take care of things. You know, if they're moving an oversized load or bringing in a crane or things like that, they're giving us a heads up that it's happening. It's a good relationship. Yeah.
Awesome. Brian, anything else that you care to add to our conversation that we haven't talked about yet?
I think each community probably needs to make up their own mind, and they need to weigh the pros and cons. You know, you got to take an approach that, you know, you got to do what's best for the public good. Right. And you're going to have, no matter what the issue is, you're going to have folks on both sides of it. You got to try to work through that. I think in the case of Arkwright, I think the town did it pretty well. It wasn't without issues, though. I mean, it's not going to be a Shangri-La where everybody's happy. But, you know, you try to balance it out and do the right thing. I wasn't here. I inherited the windmills, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had I been the supervisor during that time, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, I might have been able to say, okay, I would have done a couple things differently. But I would have still wanted to get windmills in the town. I wouldn't have been opposed to having windmills in the town. Might have done a couple things a little differently, but again, hindsight's 20/20.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.